Hello and welcome to BL Podcasts. I'm Meenakshi Verma Ambavani. Over the years, Swastik Productions has garnered a lot of eyeballs for its mythological and historical TV shows. Mahabharat, Shiv Shakti, Radha Krishna, Porus are some of its popular shows with over 1,000 hours of content production done by the company. There has been a lot of buzz around Srimad Ramayan, its latest show, which has been garnering strong TRPs and drawing viewers from all age groups. Today, we have Siddharth Kumar Tiwari, founder of Swastik Productions, on the show to talk more about the company's journey. Thank you so much for joining us today on this podcast. I wanted to, first of all, start off with, you know, how your latest serial has become such a big hit. What do you think has led to the success of Srimad Ramayan? We are hearing such good positive reviews about it, and it's also doing very well in terms of ratings.
Yeah, I think, I genuinely believe telling the story of Ramayan in itself is it's such a humbling experience. For me, it was an opportunity to tell the story to a new audience, to, you know, generations that are growing up, because I believe that, we all should be quite aware and proud of our roots. And it's a generation that's growing up. And I wanted to tell the Ramayan story with the right balance of the old and the new, to keep the, you know, the core philosophy, the message, the relationships that the Ramayan talks about, the thoughts, the ideas. It's amazing. So, you know, I'm very, a lot of gratitude for the response that I'm getting so far. It's a journey. A lot more needs to be done.
So Siddharth, did you kind of see a kind of a peak in consumption for spiritual and mythological genre during COVID and post-COVID? Are you seeing a sustained momentum for this?
See, I personally believe that there are things like trends and, you know, things that affect around us in our lives. But somewhere when you tell a very good story, I think people always watch it. Genre-wise, you know, definitely I feel that people are currently more are wanting to know. I see a lot of youth now wanting to understand their culture. I get a sense that people are taking a lot of pride in their roots. People want to know more. So somewhere, yes, I believe that there is a shift in the minds, whether it was due to COVID, whether it is due to the world we are living in now, as many reasons put together. But somewhere I believe that it's a good sign that people want to know where they come from. What are their roots all about?
For Swastik Productions, how was last year and what kind of an year-on-year growth in terms of revenues are you kind of seeing or are you targeting?
See, we have been, Swastik started 16 years back. In 2007, we started with telling the first story of Ambardhara, a story of two conjoined sisters. I have not been, one after the other, we were telling one story after the other. It was only in 2013 onward when we got Mahabharat. And that's the story that I told. I realized that there is so much to learn. There is so much to explore. There's so much to create. It's a tremendous space to be in. And these stories, have a great life. You know, you tell them and you feel proud about telling such stories. So as a company, you know, from where we were as a content company, which was just telling stories, we slowly started to move into getting our own intellectual property. So with Porus, with Chandragupta Maurya, with Balakrishna, and a lot of shows, we held on to our intellectual property. And for us, creating value is the way forward, you know. Approaching bottom line is a strategy, definitely. But what we are working towards is to create value for ourselves, value for partners, so that as a company, we grow and play a much larger story than an annual story. So for me, what's important from here on for Swastik is that we're going to create a lot of value. That value is going to come through digital. That value is going to come through various other means that we all as well. There are lots of things that we're doing from a growth standpoint. But the core of it will be to create value.
And Siddharth, how has, your own production setup with Swastik Bhumi helped you turning around these shows? And how do they make it more efficient for you and in terms of making them more larger than life, in terms of the whole production quality?
I went to the Universal Studios in 2009-10. Okay, that's like quite a while back, it seems now. And I saw that we don't have such a setup of my own. If I'm able to tell these stories, with complete control on end to end, because setting up my own studios was with a dream of making it a destination, making it a habitat, making it a world of our own where we tell our stories, where people can come and witness our world. Swastik Bhumi was started with that intention. The core of Swastik Bhumi was to tell the great Indian stories with our base. Now, the step two, that is about getting the infrastructure, things that we are now doing. Okay, we've got our own infrastructure. This again for me has been, there is a certain way that I look at stories. There's a certain way that I feel these larger than life stories should be narrated. So for me, we built an infrastructure keeping that in mind. It was all about that, telling the story right, and that's what we keep on doing, and things start to happen. That's how we've been able to build such a large infrastructure, which today I believe we've got the biggest shooting floors in whole of Western India. We built around 17, 18 shooting floors already by now. We've got our own worlds. You should come and witness it to understand how we have step by step built a destination, which is growing, which is traveling, which is things are happening. But that's a dream that has that from a business standpoint, it helps me in connecting my dots, as in like, this is my studio. We tell our stories completely with complete conviction, without any limitations, because it's our own space, so we do it wholeheartedly. So that really helps. And from a business standpoint, as we are moving ahead today, that infrastructure is something that no one really has. So it's just like something that we built over the last 7, 8 years, and it's growing every day. I think constantly we are scaling it up step by step, and I see the world coming to Bhumi. I see it as a destination over the years where people will travel to see this world that we are creating there, and many more. I think all others will also come in. We've also, a lot of other people also come to shoot there. They use the services that are there currently. But I think as a country, as a state, we also need a Bhumi of our own where we tell our stories from. So that's how Swastik Bhumi is. That's how it's growing. And I really wish sometime you should have a look at it to understand exactly what I'm saying.
Sure, I can imagine it must be quite a interesting setup. But also wanted to kind of go back to the very interesting point you made earlier about the younger consumers, trying to know more about these stories. So, how do you think that has evolved? Do you think this has happened more recently, or it's something that you've been seeing for some time now?
Honestly, when I was making Mahabharata, okay, a lot of people told me then also, this is a decade back, all right? People told me that things have already been made. Why are you making it again? If you check, I've said this earlier as well, that I'm telling it because when Mahabharata earlier was made, I was a small child. I don't know whether you were born or not, right? But people have been watching.
It was a childhood kind of a favorite.
Sure, yeah, very, very, very young. And I think those memories somewhere shaped us the way we became over the years, right? Today, when I, the relationship that Ramayana talks about, the social fabric of our country, how a king should be, how brothers should be, these are stories that were told to us at such an early age. And somehow it had such a deep impact in our whole family life. We are four brothers ourselves. So imagine how Ramayana was happening in my house. So I belong to a very, my father was a teacher. I belong to a UPI, hardcore UPI family, and I've grown up in that world. So I know the impact these stories have had on me as a child. And today, when my child is growing up, I feel that the generation that's growing in our country, all our children should know about it. And these stories are so vast, and there is so much depth in it that if we keep telling them in the right way, in the times that they are, we make these stories relevant. So what I do primarily is I look at it from how is it relevant to today's world? How do I tell these stories in a relevant way so that people who are watching it today connect with it? They are able to understand the emotions through it. And I feel that the younger in India that is growing up, my kids, I really want them to take a lot of understanding and pride in our roots. And I feel somewhere due to the current environment as well, people are interested in knowing. And unless and until your youth takes pride in their roots, I don't think there is Great growth. I believe a lot happens when you know where you come from. A lot happens after you understand who you are, why you are the way you are, and what does the Indian cultural root stand for? You know, how do we treat guests? How do we treat relationships? How do we treat innumerable thoughts? Innumerable thoughts. So I feel that it's a vast ocean. We have our own universe, all right? And we should be creating our own Bharat universe. We should be creating our own world, a Bharat verse of our own. So that's what we are working on. We are building our own universe where we tell these stories are, you know, timeless, priceless, whichever word synonym you can use on that. So for me, what's most important is that, you know, I'm quite happy and blessed to be able to tell these. And I always use this filter. That is the way I look at telling these stories is about making it relevant to the younger generation, to the youth that is coming ahead, to the kids that are growing up. You know, that's why the making of it comes into existence. How do you make it? You make it with more visual effects. You know, how do you use visual effects? How do you build the sets? How do you build the costumes? What kind of music it'll be? There are so many aspects that come into being once you know who you are talking to and how do you look at it? Because while we were growing up, if my father just told me, shut up, I had to just shut up because I could not ask him anything beyond the point. If he just told me, get up and walk right, I would just get up and walk right because my father told me so. But today, a child wants to understand why. So this
Right.
why is the question that I ask in every story. And I try to understand that why for my own self. You know, that's by doing a lot of research with researchers, with writers, teams, direction, actors. We ask a lot of whys. Once we ask a lot of whys, we have a lot of questions. We try to make it relevant to the people who are watching it today. So these
Sure.
are things that excite me. These are things that I feel. That's why I said that the narrative of our country today is moving towards believing in your own roots. I feel, and I've been doing that for more than 10 years now. But now, as you are talking, the world is talking around me. I've been doing the same thing. I've been believing it for more than a decade now that this is how it should be done.
Sure. So even for audiences abroad, I mean, how are you catering to them? How are you serving them? And are you also seeing very strong demand for such kind of content there? Because we have obviously a large Indian diaspora outside as well.
You will be surprised to see the Indians internationally are far more tuned in. I get for Radha Krishnan, for Mahabharat. I can't tell you from where all people have come to meet me. You
Right.
know, from where all in the world they have come to meet me. They've come to meet my actors. They've gone to take blessings. It's a people outside India. The Indian diaspora definitely connects with their roots through these stories. Because these stories are the stories that they want their children to more understand why, because they're living in a different world. Right? But now I feel that we should tell our Indian local stories in such a way that the global world should be watching our stories.
Right.
It's not just the Indian diaspora.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting point you make.
You're getting my point, right?
Yeah,
Because, you
yeah.
know, if we are watching international stories, when we can watch a
Yes.
Chinese story told in a global way,
Right.
we watch an Indian story told in a global way.
Okay, very interesting. And just one final question, Siddharth, was, you know, given the kind of advancement that we've seen with the VFX and the CGI, you know, how much easier has it become to be able to tell these stories and come churn out a very good quality production while doing that?
Yeah, I think visual effects advancement, technological advancement, any kind of advancements that happen, any kind of things that evolve into the way visual effects is today, I think it's about the person who's imagining. It's about your imagination. If you can imagine it, it can be a reality. So
Sure.
with the world, the way they've been described in the texts, you know, the way visual effects was in the 80s to
Yeah.
where it is now. It's a different universe altogether. So
Absolutely.
this empowers storytellers, you know, to imagine.
Yeah.
If you can imagine it today with the kind of advancements on every front, I think all of it is doable. And then comes into the next aspect of it, whether, you know, how practical it has become or how fast your turnout has become with AI coming in, is it going to merge very seamlessly, or there's going to be some uproar there. This is to be seen, but at the core of it, It's a great tool for a storyteller to tell his story. And if you can imagine anything today, it is a reality due to visual effects advancements. And I think great talent is also coming in because you just can't imagine it. You also need people talented enough to get that imagination right. So I think that kind of skill set also our country has developed. That's why international movies are also being worked in India.
Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned for more such insightful podcasts on Business Line.